Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
1 week from tomorrow, Shinedown, T-Mobile. Very quickly, and then I'm not going to bother with the point again. What would be the problem with bringing back extinct species? I'm not saying the T-Rex, well, I am, but like a saber-toothed tiger or a woolly mammoth or...
What about accountability? Let's look at this a different way.
Or dodo bird, like you suggested.
Yep. What about accountability and that we know our polar bears are not doing well? We know that how many species are on the brink of extinction or in that red zone. Mm-hmm. If you just had the ability to bring everything back, would we be more careless with nature?
I don't know how we could be more careless.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. Pedro Hernandez was convicted in the murder of Eitan, is it?
Pates.
Eitan Pates in 2017. A federal appeals court today ordered that a man convicted in the disappearance of six-year-old Eitan Pates in 1979 should receive a new trial or be released. Pedro Hernandez, convicted in 2017 after he confessed to luring Eitan into a basement as he walked to his school bus stop alone in the Soho district in New York City and attacking him.
They never found him.
That is correct.
So that is one of those trigger words from my childhood from that case, because I remember watching something about his kidnapping and murder as well as Adam Walsh when you and I were growing up.
Yeah.
Eitan Pates, if memory serves, was one of the original milk carton kids.
I believe you're
where,
right.
Where, you know, I know if you're young and you're listening, you're like, what are you talking about? They used to put photos of missing children on the cardboard milk cartons. Mm-hmm. And as you ate your cereal, you would stare at the height and the weight and the circumstances of the disappearance of those children. And I do know they were trying to bring those kids home.
Did it ever result in one of those kids being found?
I don't think so
either.
I think it just traumatized an entire generation of kids. No. Because we thought we were going to be kidnapped around every corner. What scares me about that case is, Scott, I think they're pretty confident he is the guilty party, although they have never found that child. That child was presumed dead decades ago.
Well, 1979. So what, almost 50 years ago?
Yeah, I just...
A Manhattan pawn shop owner pleaded guilty on Friday to serving as a fence, interesting use of the term, for luxury items stolen from wealthy residences across the country, including the brazen burglary at the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow while he was playing an away game last year. Dmitry Neshinsky admitted to knowingly purchasing stolen watches, jewelry, and other high-end goods in order to resell them at his pawn shop. He was also linked to burglaries at Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' homes.
Lord.
you know why they called them a fence, right?
No, I don't.
That's a
where
term,
does that term
for
come?
Selling illegal goods.
Is your a fence?
Yeah, fencing.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay. And we mentioned the story on Friday, but we're bringing it back. A man who was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after he walked into the room wearing a very large chain around his neck has died, according to police and his wife, who told a local TV outlet that he waved goodbye before his body went limp. The man, 61 years old, had entered an MRI room while a scan was underway last Wednesday. The machine's strong magnetic force drew him in by his metallic chain around his neck. He died Thursday afternoon, but a police officer who answered the phone at the Nassau County Police Department, where the MRI facility is located, said the department has not yet been given permission to release his name.
Do you know? Sam, please.
The details surrounding this story get dumber and dumber.
Okay.
By the minute.
Number one, let's back up, because on Friday I said, "How in the hell does this happen?"
Right.
Because I was picturing a hospital where they have protocols in place and like you can't just roam into an MRI room. Have you looked up where this happens, Scott?
It was in a strip mall, was it not?
It's not only a strip mall. It's like sort of a rundown, get your cigs next door.
Smokes for less next door.
Right.
MRI machine.
Mall.
Okay.
You got to get that pint somewhere.
That's answer number one when you say, how did this happen? I'm not saying that this place wasn't regulated. I'm just saying this was not in a hospital. The force of that magnet.
It gets worse.
He was trapped inside for almost an hour. They could not get him out. And, quote, he was never told to remove the 20-pound chain.
The what?
So the 20-pound chain, we all thought, very large chain, maybe he's a flashy guy. He's got some bling, and maybe it was a fake chain, and that's why it was magnetic, right? No, it is a straight-up chain. Like, chain-link chain.
Wait, like a chain... Wait.
Like you would use to haul something chain. 20 pounds used for weightlifting. Pretty common thing that people use for weightlifting.
Okay.
Why was he wearing it around his neck?
I don't know because, sure. Scott, he was there for an MRI.
He was invited
he
into
was
the room.
Led,
he didn't wander in.
He was led into the room by a, quote, forgetful technician.
How can you forget the 20-pound chain around his neck?
Scott.
You know what the M in MRI stands for, right? Magnetic.
He was there, by the way, this is so sad. He was there with his wife to have an MRI of her knee. So he didn't walk in a hospital gown with a chain around his neck. He walked in with his wife, who was having the MRI.
I believe she was already in the machine.
And so he goes in. How you doing, honey?
And then he's in the machine.
Oh, my God.
In a different way. Yes.
Okay. I have so many questions.
Okay, here's more. This is from the updated New York Post story. While the woman was laying on the table, the technician left the room to get her husband, after the MRI, to help him get her off the table. So wife is on the table. Technician says, sit tight. Don't move. I'm going to go get your husband. We're going to together get you out of the MRI.
Is she a heavy set woman?
We don't know.
Okay.
So he then guides this poor man into the room. You would have seen the chain. If 20 pounds?
No, you would have seen the chain. Yeah.
These are
some massive chain links.
Who wears a chain around their neck that weighs 20 pounds?
We're not going to be victim blaming here.
He's 61 years old. I bet you he is a former power lifter, bodybuilder guy.
That didn't answer my question. Who wears a 20-pound chain
that
around
guy.
Their neck?
Several news stations were saying last week he wasn't authorized to be in the room when, in fact, he was. The technician is the one who went and grabbed him and brought him into the room.
In an effort to assist getting his wife off of the machine that was still on, he got too close to the machine.
Clearly.
And it decided it wanted the chain.
I'm not laughing.
No, it is so... I have so many questions. Like, why... Can we just go to a strip mall and get an MRI? Because that shouldn't be allowed. Like MRI to me is like you need to go to someone who understands protocol around these things. You don't get
Have you ever been in an MRI?
You don't get your smokes for left, less on the right, and your vape supplies on the left, and then you go in the middle. Why are we doing this stuff in strip malls?
You left out liquor store and marijuana dispensary.
And yes, text line, the poor woman did watch her husband die.
My God. Of a heart attack, by the way.
Multiple.
They couldn't get him out.
913-586-7798. I'm not laughing.
It is just shocking.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Buckner does it better.
I love it.
Bill Brooks.
I love that he's butt.
I'm glad that Bill Brooks is butt, too. Tammy in Kansas City. Tammy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just calling because over the weekend I heard a news report. I can't remember what I was watching. But anyway, they were interviewing a gentleman who is a safety inspector,
yeah,
and expert in the MRI technology. And he said that a couple of things. Question was not inside a facility. It was one of those mobile MRI facilities, like in a trailer type thing. These mobile MRIs. And then, yep, the second thing he said was the gentleman, the chain that he was wearing, it was not apparent that he was wearing the chain because it was covered with some kind of cloth covering, like a bandana covering.
Oh.
Make it apparent that it was a chain. Still, they should have asked, like, are you wearing any metal or whatever? So I think there's still a mishap, right, on the part of the you know, technicians, but it wasn't like he's wearing a 20-pound
chain
and you see it. Yeah.
All right, Tammy.
That's why they ask you, do you have any metallic in your body? They say, do you have anything in your pockets? Like, you almost should have to go through a metal detector before you get into one of those things.
So I've only had, I think, two. And Tammy, thank you for the call, but we got a lot of background noise, so thank you. I think I've had two MRIs in my entire life, maybe three. But I distinctly remember the last one I went in for. It was on my knees. And before I even got near the room,
yeah,
they said, do you have anything metal that we need to be aware of?
What if you say no because you don't remember?
You don't remember that you had a hip replacement
no,
or that you had
this happened to me.
Put in your
I
leg,
had
or?
A small dime-sized piece of metal deep down in one of my pockets. You know that little tiny little pocket above your pocket?
It literally on a pair of jeans?
On a pair of jeans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had the smallest little tiny dime-sized thing, one of these clips, in there. And when I got out, it went floom and stuck to the machine. And the guy just goes, oh, well, that could have been disastrous.
You mean a ball marker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't even think about the chain being covered because my motorcycle chain was about 25, 30 pounds and it was wrapped in cloth. Like it didn't look like a chain. Other than the chain link on the end of it, but
what the other question I have, and the phones are ringing, and I bet this is why, if you're in healthcare, is this mobile MRI, are we starting to see more and more of these for people who do not go the traditional healthcare route or don't have insurance? And if you need an MRI, you know, because there's certain things like mobile mammography where they can go into a neighborhood and screen mm-hmm. women for breast cancer. That's great. I have never heard of a mobile MRI.
I feel like that would be a safety hazard of some kind. You've got a giant magnet, which, by the way, weighs a ton.
Right.
Just driving down the road. You can't turn magnets off.
And did the whoever was administering the MRI, did they not know to say to somebody, before you come in here, I need you to remove any and all metal on your person? I mean, what if he's got a wallet in his back pocket with coins in it?
Or a chain.
Or a 20-pound chain around his neck. Dan in Overland Park. Dan, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
I'm a recently retired architect that used to do some plans for a couple of different developers who put in MRIs. And they do kind of put them in some strange places. You know, they have to front the money for that MRI 100% before they get it. And so a lot of them are looking at getting some cheaper rent. So they end up in those areas that you wouldn't think a medical thing like that would be in. So that's some of the reason it might have been where it was. And they are using a lot of mobile MRIs now because hospitals and things in rural areas can't get to them and patients can't get to them. So they have come up quite a bit and pretty frequent lately.
Dan, listen to this. New York's Department of Health says it is reviewing the incident and said, quote, MRI facilities in New York are not regulated as part of diagnostic and treatment centers, so they are therefore not subject to routine inspections.
Okay, but
I feel like this is something that should be regulated. And she says the staff, by the way, had seen that chain before. He is an avid weightlifter. You nailed that on the head, Sam. And they have talked about his huge chain before.
And this time he just happened to get too close to the machine.
God.
Well, by too close, you mean right next to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it sucked him in.
And the text line is saying, well, why didn't he just take the chain off? Because every piece of the metal was attracted to the magnet, not just the end of it.
No, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Someone needed to say, oh my gosh, you can't go in there if you're wearing any metal.
And somebody should have known.
Forget the chain. Do you have an earring in your ear? Because if you walk in there and that earring is metal,
it's
and you lean in
out
to help your wife, you're going to lose an earlobe.
Mm-hmm. If you have, Dana, the necklaces around your neck, you wouldn't be able to go into that
correct
room with those two necklaces on. If you have a wedding ring on.
Well, precious metal.
Is it not attracted to the MRI?
Precious metal is not magnetic, no.
At all.
No, I would take it off to be safe.
You would almost think as you're walking in, Scott, they would have a little magnet, just a little one, just sitting right there. And if you had any question whatsoever about your ring,
just touch it.
Just touch it.
If you feel a little pull when you try to remove your hand from the little magnet, You're not going into that room with that thing on your finger.
Does he love you as much as you thought he did? Have an MRI done. We'll find out.
God. About 5 million swimming pools, all above ground, have been recalled for a potential drowning risk after 9 children died over a 15-year span. The impacted models include 48-inch and taller above-ground pools sold over the past 20 years under the brand names Best Way, Coleman, Intel, and Polygroup.
Oh, God.
9 children under the age of 3 died between 2007 and 2022 after gaining access to the pools via compression straps that wrap around the outside of the product. Huh. The products were sold at Walmart, Target, Costco, and Amazon.
You also hear there's a recall of Raisins right now, and they're saying it actually has prompted a life-threatening warning. I don't know why. A recall notice shared by the FDA this week is warning consumers of potentially life-threatening reactions due to an undeclared ingredient in packaged golden raisins. Nirwana Foods has issued a voluntary recall, N-I-R-W-A-N-A, of its 28-ounce golden raisin pouches due to undeclared sulfites that could trigger serious allergic reaction.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Okay, so I said last week that Scottie Scheffler's stock was rising on my market.
You see his little toddler?
He's my favorite golfer of all time now. not only, and we watched the
newser.
Well, no, we watched the Open yesterday for a bit.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't take a nap.
Who are you? both of you are changing so much right before my eyes.
Dana and I are going through some later in life changes. And
finding golf is going to be a very positive.
Dana, you went fishing last week. Yeah. On a boat.
I held a pole. I don't know that I would call that fishing.
Did you catch a fish?
No.
He caught a log.
He did win. Is there anything he can't win? And then, you know, he also has this great outlook, and we covered that news conference last week where he said, winning is not the most important thing, and if it is, you need to check your head.
Although he did say, and you'll recall this, he couldn't understand why when he competes,
he wants it so badly. He wants it.
You know, he's got the Jordan in him, so to speak, where he's horribly competitive. But anyway, so we're watching the British Open yesterday, and his adorable toddler son.
Oh.
Running up the hill.
Walking. He can barely walk.
And then face plants.
Did you see it, Sam?
I didn't.
He's in this little onesie and his little chubby legs, and he's just so starting cute. The Frankenstein walk. He's trying to get up that hill. He sees his dad. He sees the trophy there. I think he's going for the shiny trophy.
Probably.
He just absolutely face plants. And then, you know, Scotty comes over, picks up his son, picks up the trophy. And did you hear one of the commentators go, that's not the first person who's had problems with that hill this week?
Well, I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
Maybe next year, buddy. That was not Scotty Scheffler.
So cute. No, it was not. Fleetwood's kid.
Yeah. I don't think he's able to speak yet. But no, I really like him. There's nothing about him not only is he a great golfer, but he just seems like a good human being.
Good human, good head on his shoulders. My dad said last week, it's really, really impossible to root against him. It really is.
Who's the golfer that everybody hates?
So Bryson DeChambeau has come way around. He has absolutely changed. It is a beautiful transformation to watch that.
Money makes you do
that. Very few people that root for Patrick Reed.
I was just about to say, what about good old Patrick Reed?
Very few people root for Patrick Reed.
What's Patrick Reed's problem? I don't even know that name.
He's accused of playing a little loose with the rules, which at that level you do not do.
By that, do you mean cheats?
A lot of the rules are up for interpretation.
Well, digging your club into the sand ain't one of them.
There's the right interpretation, and then there's the Reed interpretation.
Yeah, he's something else. Allegedly. And he went to live. It's long.
He didn't break the law.
Once you go down the rabbit hole of golf, you'll never emerge. I'm just going to tell you that.
Anyway, I want you to know that you've gone fishing and I've gone golfing.
I'm proud of you.
And I like Scotty Scheffler.
I'm proud of you.
I like him a lot. A new study finds, this is from originality.ai, so I have no idea what that is, reveals an allegedly startling trend on Zillow. Nearly one in four real estate agent reviews in 2025 were not written by real estate agents, but by AI. That is a 558% increase in AI-generated reviews over the last 5 years.
The reviews or like the description of the property?
After analyzing more than 10,000 agent reviews using its AI detection tool, originality.ai concluded that 24% of 2025 Zillow agent reviews of a property were not authored by a human being, but by a computer program. Zillow is not alone, according to the CEO of originality.ai, who tells the New York Post, Zillow is not alone. From Airbnb to Google to LinkedIn, AI-generated content is rising across platforms.
Okay, I'm going to give you some words, and then I want you to tell me in real estate speak what those words mean.
Because everybody knows when our radio careers are over, you and I are both getting into real estate.
I'm just going to retire, but you do you.
Okay.
We all know what the term fixer-upper means, but what do you think when you see that someone has written unique opportunity here in Mission?
What do I think that means?
Unique opportunity.
Nobody else wants this house.
Here's another one. A renovator's dream.
Okay, that means...
uninhabitable.
It needs a lot of work.
Yeah. Beautiful inside. We're sorry the outside sucks so much.
How about this? Great bones.
That basically means you're going to be putting up new drywall and new floors because the rest of the house sucks.
Unique architectural details.
Old.
Oh, I love this. Bring your tool belt and your imagination.
It's going to take some time.
This property has character and a lot of it.
Old.
As is.
You don't want this. At all.
Sounding very Western Shawnee.
Right. Great now. Opportunity for investors. That says two bed, one bath, knockdown.
Right. There's not one line that you've used that would make me want to buy said property.
But I think they have to come up with creative ways to get you in the door.
But again, I'm confused. Are these reviews of realtors or descriptions of the home?
So these are the way I read the story, Sam. Thank you. It's a great question. The way I read it is, you know, on Zillow, you can leave a review of the property. And the way I read it is, you know, real estate agents will say,
like in the comment section.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is a great piece of property. It was just, you know, overpriced for my client.
Right.
So we took a pass on it, but it's a All really right. beautiful home.
Here.
These 25% of them are now being written, they say, from originality.ai. They're being written by computer programs.
Here I bet it's more than that.
Are some of the most creative and amusing listing descriptions from agents, okay?
Okay.
This house is ugly, but it's ugly in a way that you can't help but love.
I'm not buying.
Buy it now before it becomes the hottest place in America and your investment pays off big time.
You're overselling it.
This house is like fine wine. It gets better with age.
No house gets better with
you
age.
You might have to roll up your sleeves and do some work, but you'll have the home of your dreams in no time.
And about $30,000 later.
Here's one. This house is perfect for anyone who wants to see the sky from their living room.
The roof is missing. The roof is gone.
Oh my gosh, I love that one.
See the sky from your bedroom because the hurricane took the roof. By the way, if you're just getting in your car, and this has been all over the news today, Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away today. I believe it was today. Is that correct?
Yes, or from yesterday? Our childhood. Theo.
Theo from The Cosby Show died today at the age of 54. He drowned at a resort off the coast of Costa Rica. And, man, his birthday was next month.
We talked about this at length in the 2 o'clock hour and just the impact of that show in pop culture, mm-hmm. for all families in America. But he was even quoted as saying this, Scott, specifically for African-American families, and that there are so many people in society our age right now who have advanced degrees because of The Cosby Show, where they showed a lawyer and a doctor, mm-hmm. under one roof with this beautiful, funny family. And when they asked him about the scandal involving that show's namesake, he said it's one of the things that makes us the most sad is that we could always hold that show up. When negative things were happening in the black community, we could say, yes, but we still have The Cosby Show.
Right.
And Bill Cosby took that away.
But that's true. That's all true. But it was also, and you're right, you know, mom was a lawyer. He was an OBGYN.
Yep.
And they were horribly successful, and they had this beautiful home in New York. But they were also a family that went through what every family goes through, problems that every family goes
sure.
through. And in a comedic way, dealt with these things.
Oh, it was appointment television. We never missed. Was it Cosby Show and then Cheers? It was right around then.
I think that's right.
And we never missed either one of those shows.
No. We would actually have, and again, back to the conversation we had in the 2 o'clock hour, I didn't live here at the time that The Cosby Show was in its heyday, but we would get it, you know, like 3-4 months after it aired here in the States on Armed Forces Network. And it literally, growing up in the 80s overseas, you either watched what was on AFN,
yeah.
or you didn't watch,
you didn't watch
TV.
Anything.
I mean, it was one channel. You had one channel, And we would have our friends back in the States record, like, my mom was really into Dallas at the time, and my brother and I were really into Cosby Show
What was that lineup? Let me look.
It was a Thursday night lineup on NBC.
It was Family Ties, Cheers, Cosby Show.
Cosby aired at 8?
It just said the Thursday night lineup in the 80s featuring the Cosby Show often included Family Ties and Cheers.
We would have our friends back in the States record on VHS Cosby shows and
send them to you.
Mail them to us over in another country.
Debuted in 1984.
Went off the air in 1992, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, yeah. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. So the federal government today released records of the FBI's surveillance of Martin Luther King Jr. Today, despite opposition from his family and the civil rights group that he led until his assassination in 1968. The release involves more than 240,000 pages of records that had been under a court-imposed seal since 1977, when the FBI first gathered the records and turned them over to the National Archives. King's family, including his two living children, Martin III and Bernice, were given advance notice of the release and had their own teams reviewing the records ahead of public disclosure. First of all, Martin Luther King, of course, was a civil rights legend and giant. Why did they need 240,000 pages of surveillance on a man who was not a threat?
You really want to go there?
You really? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Our own government was spying.
Following him. Because
following
they didn't like the movement.
And so they write 200 and literally a quarter of a million pages of documents?
If I was the family, I'd want all that released. How far did it go?
Huh. In a lengthy statement released today, the King children call their father's assassination a captivating public curiosity for decades, but the pair emphasized the personal nature of the matter and urged, quote, that these files must be viewed within their full historical context. I don't know what that means. They also repeated the family's long-held contention that James Earl Ray was not solely responsible, if at all. Here we go.
Like I said, do you really want to go there?
I think there are...
You guys are diving deep down this conspiracy theory train with me, by the way.
There are theories out there.
Well, you've led us here.
That, too, was a cover-up and a conspiracy.
I just like to ask questions.
Sam, you started this whole mess. And now I find myself like, you know, before you even joined the show, I believed one conspiracy theory. That JFK was not killed solely by what's his face,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Thank you. That there were other actors involved, and I don't mean actor.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be chummy.
No, we know.
But there were other people involved in the assassination of JFK. Was Lee Harvey Oswald involved? Probably. Were there others? Yeah, there had to have been.
Agree. I think most people agree. I think like 98% of Americans agree with you
right.
on that.
And why can't I mean now that we're what 60 years. 62 years past the fact, why can't the government just tell us the truth?
Because the idea that a government or an entity on behalf of a government or an entity in cahoots with a government would commit such a heinous act.
Just one generation prior to us, Scott.
I know. My mother was in...
Yep.
Was getting ready to go to college when JFK was assassinated.
The fear is it would spark some sort of distrust that they can't put back in the bottle.
Well, I'm not saying that the government played a role in the assassination of JFK.
Everyone else is, though.
What I'm saying is Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't the only assassin. That there was somebody else. Now, who was that? If they weren't with the government, just tell us, hey, we've known all along it was this other guy, too, and there was a third guy, but we lied to you, and we're sorry.
Yeah, we lied and we're sorry.
We weren't involved.
Then everyone would say, from this point forward,
I'm not going to believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
Which very few people do anyway when it comes to Washington, but when the big things happen.
Right.
Who's lying? I mean, look at the conspiracies that linger about Building 7.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
But, Scott, if you open that up and there is something in those files that said the government lied, first of all, I don't think we'd ever see it because I think they would get rid of that. Then from this point forward, anytime something happens, war, anything like that, people are going to say this is a lie, even though it could be the truth.
But people are crafty, and so if you give them even nibbles of the information, they will find the feast.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does anybody really believe that James Earl Ray was the only person behind Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination?
I don't know.
Okay. Do we really think that man walked on the moon?
I don't know. Come on.
What else you got? I'm just going to keep hitting you with a very strong, I don't know.
You don't get to come on me when you brought on Building 7.
I'm just saying that's why.
Quick break for the
buildings
news.
Collapse from the bottom? Never mind.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, we are going to break.
586-7798. Jesus, the Son of God or just a prophet? Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.